And that's a cover of Lean On Me there on the Portland Radio Project. And there's a special reason why I was playing that here on Run for Cover. We've got some folks in our community and in our country who need to lean on some of us for some help. It's the 27th day of our federal shutdown. And with me today is a Portland area community organizer, Beth Crane. Thanks for coming in this morning, Beth. Appreciate it. You've been working your hardest to find a way to help some of these federal workers who've been furloughed or having to work and not getting paid. Talk to me about what you've been trying to do.
Thanks for having me, Gretchen.
You're welcome.
A few days ago last week, I was listening to the radio and heard about some of other communities that were putting together some ways to help these federal workers. It turns out there's 9,500 federal workers in the state of Oregon, 3,500 in the Portland area. Mm-hmm. And those are from the TSA, who are some of the lowest paid federal workers, the IRS, and federal workers with the Bonneville Dam Project and other, the VA and some other really important federal workers here in our local area. And I just wanted to connect with them and show them that I care about them and want to be a part of their experience and to help them get through this political crisis. So I reached out to folks that I knew that were involved with supporting federal workers via unions. And one of the things that I learned is that there's a federal ethics rule that precludes federal workers from accepting gifts, even things like cash cards, which is really what I had in mind. I just wanted to buy some cash cards to help these families buy groceries or gas or some way to just help them conserve their dollars and to show that we see them and care about them. And so it was just really shocking to me that these federal workers couldn't get the support that they couldn't legally accept support from folks like me in the community. So I've been reaching out to my congressional delegation asking them to please pursue a waiver that would allow these workers to accept the care of their family, friends, and community members to get through what is really a political crisis.
So just so that we can be sure that people are understanding, can they accept food? Can they accept, they can't accept anything? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the rule says they can't accept gifts, so that's pretty broad. And
okay.
This particular ethics rule is really designed so that members of Congress are not influenced by lobbyists or folks who award contracts are not coerced by potential contractors to award contracts to them. And that's a good thing.
Right, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense to me. But in this particular context, it's really keeping general federal workers, particularly those that are the lowest paid, from being able to accept these gifts, what would be gifts, under this rule. And so I've been in touch with the delegation in my area around asking for some federal help, help to get that out of the way.
Okay, so again, spell out real specifically for people what they can do in terms of the congressional delegation.
Sure.
Reach out to them and ask.
So I've been calling them. It's about a 3-minute phone call. I call and I say that I'm a constituent of that particular legislator. I say that I'm really concerned about these federal workers. I tell them that I appreciate the entire Oregon delegation has been very supportive of the workers. But my specific ask is to ask for that congressperson or senator's support to move the waiver out of the way, to get a waiver of this ethics rule so that these workers can accept gifts from community members. That's my specific ask.
Beth, you've told me before we got on air that people can reach out to you via your Facebook page.
That's right.
So it's Beth Crane, but with a C, so
right.
C-R-A-N-E. You've been doing a lot.
Not enough, but
well,
thanks.
You know, hey, it's wonderful that you're taking the action, and we do want to encourage anybody who's listening, if you are trying to look for a way to support federal workers, do as Beth suggested and get a hold of your congressional lawmakers and see if we can get that waiver so that folks can accept gifts of food or whatever way that people can help.
So if you want to follow me on Facebook, I'll keep that updated as I find out more. That's a great place for people to go to find out other actions they can take. But for today, that's what we're looking for.
Fabulous. Okay, well, Beth, thank you again for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. It was Beth Crane, who is a community organizer here in Portland. You are listening to Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, PRP FM. Stream us anywhere. And of course, that means anywhere you're listening, you can also reach out to your congressional delegation, not just here in Oregon. So take that opportunity to help those who are doing the work, many not getting paid right now for that. We'll head back to the music now here on Run for Cover. Got a cover here of We're Not Gonna Take It.